Shabbat Shalom. Today is June the 25th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is the day that you're to remember your Lord and your God, what he has done for you. Without you, you have got what you have gotten. It has been a gift from God from above. It is what Adam was kicked out of the garden for hating. It is what you will be thrown past the gates of hell into hell for hating. Your bride, your children, your ancestry, your God, your scriptures, your apostles, patriarchs, prophets are all in one God. Genesis 3:1, your God 3 in 1, that's a serpent killing the true word. Christ says himself, the Father is greater than I. I tell you this so that you might believe. So if you believe, how could you ever leave that first command? Seeing how Christ and apostles never did. This is the gameplay, the mark of the beast. This is every man ever born. For every man ever born is a beast. Under the zodiac, under the 12 signs. This is the mark of the beast. You need look no further. It is you. This should not be surprising. If you did not think to ask if you were the beast, you are wrong. You are Judas at the table. Of him who I dip the bread and give suck to, this will be the one that betrays me. They are wondering before he does it, is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord? Is it I? If you are not asking that, you are the beast. Because a beast does not examine himself. A beast goes about building himself up. An animal thinks he's always right in what he does. It's why birds will fall frozen from a high wire, because they feel just in their cause. It is the same reason you will not suffer anything but will throw down your wife. You think you are just in your cause. However, man was not made to be a beast. Man was made to be a man. A man was made to serve God alone. The reason for this is because God wanted to exalt his works over that of the gods. He wanted to show that feeble man relying on God is greater than all the gods put together, because he is the creator, of course. This Sabbath sermon will mainly be about aiming your heart true in the right estate. When you were a boy, you used to aim it true. G.I. Joe, X-Men, He-Man, you didn't care what riches they had as long as they did right. Little did you know, ripping the head of the Barbies off was a prophecy of your adultery to women, for you ripped their head from them. That is their husbands. Little did you know, Barbie and her plastic dollhouse was going to whoop your ass. Well, that's just the way that it goes, boys. If a man does not learn his covenants, he does not know where he come from, and therefore he cannot know where he goes. In order to aim forward aright, you must know what is behind you that you are not aiming at. You'll find that most men do adultery, idolatry, which is blasphemy. Now, when you teach a child that Christ is an adulterer, you are aiming your heart wrong. You cannot be right. You cannot take Adam, who committed adultery on God's word, who did not cover his bride, and then make him Christ, unless you are upside down wrong. When man aims his heart true, he is in the right state with God, under God's mercy. It is not a work of your own, but it is God's works. The Ten Commands are a resting, a keeping. You don't do them. It's real easy to keep God first because God is first. It's easy not to make a God over your neighbor. It's easy not to swear falsely in his name, carrying his name in vain. That's the third command. The fourth command, it's easy to do the Sabbath. You don't have to do anything. You just rest. Fifth command, obey your mother and father. You don't do it. They do. Sixth command, don't commit murder. That's easy to do. It's a resting, not a doing. Don't do adultery. That's a resting. That's not a doing. Eighth command, steal. You don't steal. That's not a doing. The ninth command, don't bear false witness. Don't lie. That's not a doing. Tenth command, don't covet. That's not a doing. The righteousness of God, the garments you wear to heaven, are these Ten Commands. These are what God has done. You trust in God. You rest in God. You believe in God. That is what it means when you show up to the wedding. If you do not have the garments on, he will bind your hands and throw you into hell. Because you did adultery when you should have rested in his work. Because you told lies when you should have rested in his work. Because you built prisons for your kids and did not rest in his work. It is not hard to not build prisons for your kids, men. And those prisons, children, are just in case you thought you were God-made American free. When Moses is in Egypt, and his mother is selling him down the river, do you think his father's heart was aimed aright? Where was his father? His father was where Adam was. Adam, where are you? That's where Moses' father was, with Adam. Sowing pig leaf, adultery. He was sowing his works, a pyramid scheme, paying bills above all other things. As he pays these people to come in and get his children, in Exodus, slay all the children, the males. His father is paying them to do this, paying his bills. This is what God calls idolatry. This is what they are doing today. When they go to Pharaoh and they tell Pharaoh, let these Jews, these Israelites go, they've already destroyed the land their God has. The pestilence, the breaking up of families, the custodies, all this. When he does this, they're literally saying, Pharaoh, we see you're doing evil, but we're still going to obey you. And thus they made their choice to trust in cursed man. It's why your money says in God we trust. That's why your money says in God we trust. That is why our declaration puts, we plead to the supreme judge of the whole world. This is the idol Wizard of Oz, communism, idolatry that's popped up on every nation since there were nations. Your declaration tells you that men will not aim their heart right as long as they don't have to, by saying men will long suffer while evils are sufferable. It means they will pay to destroy themselves as long as it's not too uncomfortable. This is the whole of mankind. Aiming our hearts wrong. David defeats Goliath without knowing God's word. He only knows of God, his name. God, being jealous for his name, slays that giant because David is at his right hand with that name. That name is praise. He praises God. That's perfected with women and children. That's Judah. That's what Judah means. The lion of praise, the praise. The lion of Judah is the lion of them, the king over the women and children, the pride. That's why Israel's the male. He's the covering for Judah. Judah is the women and children. That's why Christ says, when the whole world goes after him, why are you freaking out? Praise is perfected with the children, meaning all them will abandon me. None of them mean what they say. They're children. Today, all you have is men praising him. God cannot stand when a man lies praising his name. A child and a woman, he doesn't mind so much. Women are easily feared and beguiled. So says Scripture. She's not made for the fight. When we're out, my wife, didn't you say, get up and go fight, or let me go fight for you right there? Hey, he said something to me, let me go fight him. No, her fight is with the children and the birthing. Our fight is to cover. You're not supposed to let men be filling up your wives, pulling them over at random. That is not a country. That is a very perverted idol system that shames and disgraces all men. Not the women, the men. That's why God says, Adam, where are you? That's why Christ is in front in the Garden of Gethsemane. 500 battle-ready Roman troop. He's unarmed. All he has is faith in God. That's why he also says it is finished. Because men would long fain play cowards, saying they need to pay their bills and not go get it in front. Men would have an excuse to build up a prison for you children, cursing you toads in case you thought you were free. Arm them to the teeth. Well, that's a mighty fine weapon you got there, officer. Y'all sure are equipped. Where'd you get that from? Courtesy of your stepdaddy, cursed toad. This is in case you thought God was real. You thought he'd Christian. Little did you know he was an idolater. But you can't tell the difference because they beat in your head that lie so much. I'm here to tell you now, no adulterer is Christian. I tell you it is not possible. That would be contradictory of the covenant keeper. It is very possible that an adulterer be covered by Christ if they so confess they are in adultery. That is their true account. He came to justify sinners in their sin. He did not come so that you could get better out of your sin and then be justified. As long as you confess your sin from those 10 commands, you will find what is sin, what is not. You confess it, you are covered. That is not a Christian. That is a believer in Christ. That is a believer in God. They do not know God. They know of God. They are David as a boy. They are in the name of God. As 1 John clearly states, if we confess our sin, he has provided a propitiation for our sin. To cover us, to bring us blameless, justify us in our sin. Okay, well, I see I'm not in the 10 here, I'm wrong, and Jesus covers you. But to be Christian is to be Christ-like. Ian at the end of a word means to be like the word priorly stated. Therefore, Christian is Christ-like. Christ obeyed all commands, covered his bride blameless, which is scripturally sound, because if you have one father, then every daughter is his. And therefore, when you are given a wife, it must be from the Father, Lord, our God. Therefore, godly brides are blameless before God, and a wife is a good gift from God to a righteous man. These mean every bride is blameless before God. And if you do not take her as a good gift, you are not righteous. You do not believe in the good father. You believe he gives you a daughter that's no good? Then you do Adam's first sin. You blame your wife. You blame your God. You hate God. Jonah preaches five-word sermon. Walks 3 days into Nineveh, gives 5 words, and walks out. and they repent in sackcloth and ash. His five-word sermon sums up Adam. An enemy to God is an enemy to everyone, everywhere, at all times. Five words in Hebrew. Because a man that is enemy to God will hate his wife. He will hate his God for giving him his wife. And if you think that God the Father in heaven, Most High, is going to let you blame his daughter, you know nothing of fathers. But this is why we get one father in heaven, because we miss so bad down here. This is why Christ says, let these go out front, no matter who done it. That is being the mature male, the believer in God, to cover and believe God will cover them. With whatever you have, it's enough. His children still live. Them that rendered unto Caesar getting real, like Pharaoh says in Exodus 5. Get real, you need your bills. Them that rendered unto Caesar, do you know who they are? Me neither. But them Christ covered, I do. Idolatry is a lie. You must be free before you can serve God. Jonah says, an enemy to God is an enemy to everyone. Now, if Adam blames the good Father in heaven for his bride, and her for her giving him the fruit, and the Father gave him his daughter, that's why in the scriptures they only speak on the sons and the fathers, mainly, because all the women are covered. God does not expose his women, nor does he allow godly men to do the same, but covers them blameless before God, which is before the world. If you're at a bar, you spill a drink, or your wife spills a drink on a big guy, he wants retribution, you get in the way. This is a natural law. You see it amongst wolves, bears, lions, insects, even. Insects, fish, lizards. Males will cover the female. They will love the mother of their children. A wolf will take total domain until he gets near the pups, and then he gives mother her authority. Now, if a wolf knows to give mother her authority, clearly men in flesh with minds and hearts and scripture can do the same. Moses did not need the Bible to see that mother had authority, but Moses still gave his wife Zipporah authority to kill the son. He could not circumcise it. God was going to kill it. Moses would not overrule his mother, or the wife, the mother of his child. She circumcises the boy with a stone and throws the baby and the stone at Moses. You are a bloody husband because of the circumcision, Moses. But it was her choice. She could have killed them or done it. This means that if men do not circumcise themselves, remembering what Adam done, then they're dead already, says the Father, Lord God. If they do not understand they are born into sin, that their first father fell, hating God and hating his wife, for God giving him her. Thus you could see Jonah's. An enemy to God is an enemy to everyone. You have 40 days till God brings judgment. They repent in sackcloth and ash. That means they looked at each other as brothers and were like, I don't want to hate my wife. I don't want to hate mine. I don't want to hate my kids. I don't either. We should probably repent from being an enemy to God. For God has given you your bride and your children, your country and your ancestors. Your declaration and your bill of rights are their words. These are your father's words. If you do not eat these words, you are not your father's. And if you are not your father's faithful to the father, you do not make it to the father. You have a duty, men, and that is to tend to the word. And as long as you eat other men's words, you will be them. And whose words do you eat? Have they died for you? Like your fathers and my fathers? Our fathers died to tell us some words. And those words are sweet and they are life. They are blood and they are true. Congress shall not establish a religion, nor prohibit the free exercise thereof, is the first sentence in your Bill of Rights. That is God's first command to Adam. I command you to eat freely. You may eat freely. That is Moses' first command to Pharaoh. Let my people go free so they may serve me, says the Lord. You must be free from all idolatry, all things, saying that you need to pay them, or you are not free to serve God. That is the first command. Put the Lord your God first. That is the second command. That is, don't make an idol to rule over your neighbor. Do not make anything equal to you, above you, or your neighbor. That is paid permission from men, cursed men. And worse, this is 2,000 years after the crucifixion. He nailed every handwritten ordinance. That's every permit, license, degree, insurance, prescription. He nailed every handwritten ordinance to that cross. He led them away in triumph and glory, making a mockery of them opposed to us forever to come. Colossians 2:14 through 16. He made a mockery of the Wizard of Oz. This is what you do with it. Crucify the Son of God. God, if you could. And if you don't love your parents, that's a sin. But not to love God, that is a greater sin. And not to love the Son of God is even heavier, greater. For the Father does not get off his throne and come down in the tillage with you, claiming it with you. The Son does. The Father told you what to do from the throne. You'll adhere or you'll suffer the consequence. He is not going to move and he is not going to change. He is without a shadow of turning. Otherwise, he would not be the Father, the King, the Maker, the Creator. He is covenantal. He has one law that I can find in all of Holy Scripture. Psalm 119:142. The truth is his law. Thy law is the truth. Thy righteousness is the righteousness of old, and thy law is the truth. What did Christ say to you? I am the truth, the way, and the life. And there is no other way to God but by me. Because you cannot play God to God's creation and serve God. You cannot be in the father of lies playing God, destroying what God poured out for them, whoever you lied to, even yourself, and be serving God. You can't play God and be God. It just doesn't work this way. And all men are born liars. We don't aim our heart as true as we did when we were 12, most of us men. When you were children and you would read them books of David, you would ask, why didn't they go fight the Philistines? Why didn't they step out to fight the giant? I would have done it, Dad. I would have done that, Mom. I know you would have, baby. I know you would. And today you're found building up that giant. Today you're found the liar that goes, Goliath. And how old are you? And you still can't be you? God says to Samuel, when Samuel says, this must be him. Look at his stature. Look how beautiful and strong he looks. That's good stock. That's him. No, Samuel, that is not him. That is not who I have chosen. It must be this one then. He looks of good stock. No, Samuel, that is not him whom I have chosen. You see with the eyes of men, but I see the heart, says the Lord. Why the heart? What is a mind without heart? If you go to the moon, but you swear to God, to a woman, and you'll have children, then you throw her away, what good is going to the moon when you're going to burn in hell? You went up all that way just to go down all that way? Your God is one. And either you're in his trust or not. The serpent comes to kill that true word because that is the heart come out. That is poured out. That's how you know who people are, what people are. That's how you are to judge people by their word. Is it true or a lie? If it's true, their heart is pure and they are from God. If it is a lie, they are still the beast in need to be reborn. And you know not which one will be reborn. I find this to be the biggest test of all. As a man who has killed people as a profession, I find it to be the hardest test. Well, there's a liar. That's an enemy of God. Yes, but so too were you. Do you know if they will be reborn? No. Then you must wait on God. None being better than another, none knowing who wakes up first. It's a perfect cluster to test everybody and everything. Because he just simply has to wake them up in a line designed by him that tries everyone. It's perfect. And it will shake off the unfaithful. His ways are beyond finding out. You'll notice in the old mythologies, they talk about Ishtar and Nimrod sleeping together, his mother. And then you have Tammuz, the son. Well, in the Bible, they don't ever say you sleep with your mom. Because in the scriptures, all the holy prophets know all the women go home. And to talk bad about a mother that's going to be a daughter in heaven, you're going to want to mind your mouth very closely. And you'll see through the whole of scripture, they do this. In Genesis 49, it said that Reuben went up to my couch. That's 1 Corinthians 5, same way Paul says it. That a son have his father's wife, not his mother. His father's wife. See how they put it on the father? Do you see how they keep the son on the men and never on the woman? Is there one of the ways that you know God is covering all them to go home? In Psalm 45, it tells you that all the women have gold in them. And every daughter shall enter the congregation of the king. In Jezebel's account, they say, bury that cursed thing proper. That's her flesh, the covering, the male, cursed. And her proper is her heart, soul going home to heaven. Eve does not get the curse. Adam gets the option. The serpent does not get the option, but gets the curse. Eve's cursed thing is the flesh. And when Christ, when it says, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world," it means the women are covered. But you, O man, are not of the world, if you be his. It means that every woman is the world's value, every one of them. And that every man must see her as this gift, good gift from God. For if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much does our Father in heaven? For none of you give a viper to a kid that asks for a fish, do you? Well, unless you're a step-parent, divorce custody, then you get scorpions for eggs. You get pigs to trample you and turn to rend and kill you. If you don't believe me, children, look at the prisons they have for you in case you thought you were God made royal free. So when this is occurring, you see how in Proverbs, wisdom calls out to you men. She even tells you of the woman of adultery. She tells you of the woman of adultery and then warns you. Hey, she'll lead you to hell, but my son, I tell you now. Well, if she leads you to hell, does she go to hell? No. God the Father is not going to throw one daughter in hell. Not one. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Every woman sheds blood. In Isaiah, he says, all your righteousness equals that of a tampon. All of it equals a used tampon, man. All your righteousness put together, says Isaiah. It means the daughters are coming home. In Isaiah 40, it's called Jerusalem. He says, comfort you. You who? You who don't want to throw your women in hell. Comfort you. Comfort you, my people. Tell Jerusalem she hath paid double for her sin. She is coming home. Tell her, come home. It's because the woman dies with every childbirth. Actually, every period, God counts it a killing. But so many in a lifetime, he counts us as one death, as himself, as chastising and guiding. And then she has to die the death of the flesh. Thou shalt die the death. That's man, the covering, the cursed thing. That's the dust that we worshiped. So Eve gets no option of curse. Adam gets the option to do the curse. So he could believe man or God. He could believe he's elected king, priest, free. As in Declaration tells you. Or he could believe God or man that throws him in prison. This is your mission as godly men. This is what you're to do, teach and preach. 10 commands, 10 bill of rights, one law, one God, truth. Keep your spouse in your blood. May the Lord bless you if you're doing it. Strengthen you if you want to, and to hell with you if you never do. Good evening. This is in the year of our Lord 2022 of June the 27th on a Monday evening. Oklahoma City, Scissortail Park. We'll be going over the righteousness of God, His true word, what it means, covenants, revelation. We'll be rightly dividing the word through and through. For your God, the Father, is a shadow without turning. He never moves. He cannot. If he did, how would the poor be able to run to him as a refuge? How would people know where to find him? Do you think people pray for adultery or custody? People pray for their children and for justice and for righteousness, for fidelity and hope, for freedom. For God. This is why the Father does not move. He is not a covenant breaker. His word is established. It is Lord over all creation. For he is such a mighty and powerful God that when he says it, it is so. That is why the Son is Lord over us here on earth, because we are the footstool of the mighty King who needs not even bend down. He says it, and it is so. When our world was broken off, it did not leave the kingdom of the Almighty God. It just got broken off from its blessings and protections. This is what it means to be black. When Job says, I am black, but not for the sun, but because of his friends and the truth that he found in the world, that he was born a sinner, liar, and coward from his father who fell in rebellion. And everything born in this world since then has been in rebellion to God. This is why we need be reborn. Christ speaks on the duplicity not too often, seeing how he usually sticks to his Father's word, but he is also that word come low to explain to us in ways we understand. Do you understand? So when he says to Nicodemus, thou art a leader of Israel and know not these things, is Christ saying, you are a leader of what y'all call Israel in a fallen world full of liars. But you not knowing what Israel is, proves that you need be reborn to become him. James the Just is the way that you say it in Greek, Latin, English. It means Jacob become Israel, his firstborn. And every man was to be his firstborn. You know this. Every male is. For he shall have every male. And them that he doesn't have will be erased in hell. He makes this clear throughout the whole of the book that you are the covering. You are the man, and you are not to adhere to the world or anything in it. For Christ came to take away the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. That is the woman. Each one of them in their value is worth all the world and then some. The reason for this is simple. We get one Father in heaven. Can you tell the righteous Father Most High that his daughter is not this value? Thus you can see how Adam really pissed him off. When a father gives his daughter to a man to be wed, he expects that man to cover everything she does. Now the fathers whose name you invoke to do these things is most holy, righteous, just. He is the epitome of what man should be beyond scope this. His voice made flesh because he has determined he does not dwell in flesh. Because he sits on his throne, flesh will move. So he does not associate his fatherhood, his kingship, with such things. Because they are movable. He is immovable without a shadow of turning. When he says it, it is so. Because of our broken off status of trying to say that it is not so, we are forced into an olive press, a wine press, where everything must die and come to the fact that it is so. And this is the covenant from the beginning. Thou shalt die the death. He said it once, and it's still happening to this day. All of creation that we know can tangibly, manifestly touch dies. All that is invisible lives forever. You see, we are in an upside down world. This is why your soul turns black when you find out what it is you absorbed, all that truth, that light, and you turn black. Kind of like the sun does the skin, says Job. But not for the sun am I black, but because of the truth I absorbed, I now see. We also know it as, I once was blind, but now I see. Christ says it as such. When a man comes to find the world a corpse, he will find the truth and he will reign over it. And the world that has such one is not worthy of it. For the world dies and the true do not. In heaven, your garments are white because white reflects. In heaven, you wear God as your garments. Here, we fill up with God and wear skins as our garment. Our skin is only like one other creature on this planet. It's called a pig. That's what God dressed us in, pig skin, as he kicked us out the garden. It's because fig and pig are the same word. A P is an F in all ancient languages. You will notice in the sound of them, make them together, they are the same exact sound. A P is an F and an F is a P, so a pyramid is fear-amid. And a pig is a fig, and a fig leaf is a fig leaf. Now we are all born coward, lying pigs that know not how to refuse the evil and choose the good. As God says, when he is of age to do this. That means we are all born wicked, liars who cannot tell our left from our right, good from evil. We are empty vessels of the most primitive, animalistic nature. Thus is the mark of the beast. Every man ever born. For every man ever born is under the zodiac. And under the zodiac, we are all animals. This is what it means in Greek. Hey, little buddy. This is what it means in Greek. Zodiac means animal. Zoo. We come out sucking tit like calves and all such. Solomon says it as such. You are born like a beast. You will war like a beast. You will mate like a beast. And you will die like a beast. And why is this, O man? So that only God is exalted. So that no man can claim that you must pay him permission to do things when he cannot beat a beast. Are you less than animals? They do worse. They make you as toads. Incursed toads. Cussed toady. Cutting your roots to your Dorothy blood bread trail. Your own parents. Of which God, infallible, most high, all wise, salvation alone, who is one, made your father and your mother, and only disrespectful, ungrateful liars who build up the Wizard of Oz, who say it's fair that you kids pay, and a prison in case you thought you were God-made American free. They are cowering slithers, pigs, that devour every word, swearing falsely in God's name, and then trample you, splitting the hoof, never chewing the cud. These are your venomous vipers you get instead of a school of fish made by God. These are your scorpions you get instead of eggs of wisdom from God. And all these are the men's job to maintain, and not the women's. Mother has provided her duty, for you are all here standing now. Father's duty is to make sure that other men don't make idol gods for you to pursue, pay, obey, and a prison in case you thought you were God made American free. And in order to serve God, you must be free. As Moses says to Pharaoh, let my people go free so they may serve me. That is, let them go free from you saying it's fair that they owe you the rich, and that it's okay that you rob them or beat them or imprison them in case they don't pay you permission. Let my people go free so they may serve me, says God. So they may. That means your God, you little smart asses that badmouth him, must understand he calls the godly to die to remove your chains. You ungrateful shits. Moses tells Pharaoh, God tells Adam. It's the very first command from God himself to mankind. God commanded Adam he may eat free. Genesis 2:16. 2:17. But do not eat of the fruit of good and evil, faking you have knowledge without me in your pig opinion. I swear to death, now I change my mind. I can too be with God, for clearly he's the God of the lying word and adultery that moves with a woman's opinion. Nay, he is God of the true word. And life begins at the word, and it ends there too. Scriptures also state the beginning of man's life is at his right, or is at his hands, and the end of man's life is at his hands also. How could both of these be true? Because a boy is born without the word. But a man raises his right hand to take oath to country or to wife, the daughter of the great King, Lord God Most High, the only Father. That's when he's a man, when God gives him his daughter. You can see Adam's arrogant. I did say cunt, not gaunt. Cunt with a C. Era cunt opinion. Like a woman, he changes it. Yet he has no blood for his nation like a woman does. He cunt bleed the blood. And therefore a man is not to tend children, but is to tend the true word. You know your men are failing when they do idol paid permission and not word. They will say that your parents are decreed by idols made by men and not the word of God. They will say your freedom depends upon paid permits, prescriptions, degrees, like the Wizard of Oz, and not the word of God. See, you are a slave because you have not the true word. For the truth, says Christ, the word made flesh of God Most High, the truth shall set you free, and free indeed you will be. But if you wish to trample the pearls like pigs and kill their parents, put in prisons, arming men to the teeth in schemes to serve idols, as though you cannot comprehend a vow to death with a living child, flesh and blood breathing in front of your face, you still cannot remember your vow. You hold up lying marriages as idols, but I have the idol, so be enchanted and bewitched now. How foolish must men be to allow such things to get to their children? It is not mother's guard, her duty to stop these things. It is men's. Mother fought her war, baby boys. Who the hell told you yours was to pay Beelzebub? Beelzebub, Beelzebub. I paid so many bills, I can now overrule God with outsiders to take children from mothers? Because you got some degree from Dr. Agon Dragon? Like King Agon, as Samuel said, King Agon? Because you have made mothers childless on this earth? So too shall your mother be childless on this earth. I believe his mother had passed away. It's the same thing in Proverbs, if you haven't seen it yet with your unwanting eyes to do right. But to get by and get yours, it says it in Proverbs like this. My son, if thou wilt adhere, then your father and mother will be glad, and the woman that bore you will rejoice. Do you understand what this means? It means your mama is going home as the daughter of the great King, one Lord God Father. Because she died to bring you in, and then she died in this flesh. As Isaiah says in chapter 40, comfort you, my people. Tell Jerusalem, God, city of peace, the Ten Commands, Shalom. It's the matrix, the secret hiding place of God, the portal for men. The surface of the waters that are dark is what you see, and what is invisible digs it out faithfully. Or you can do it unfaithfully. And as Proverbs says again, Lady Wisdom herself, my son, her doors lead straight to hell. Her paths are straight to hell. That's because you get lost on the surface, being liars, because you dig not faithful or repentant thereto. You were found digging well after well after well, as Wisdom herself, the Mother Holy Spirit, the Lord, Adonai, the one whom nobody sees her face, because he'll kill you. It's a jealous husband. He never told you he was anything else. It's the veil that Christ rent, because he brings his bride blameless. Because he doesn't care for a lying world and their lying goddamned idols and their cursed ways, which all can see self-evidently. For we hold these truths That is, if you hold truth as an American God made free, we hold these truths to be self-evident. The original version says, we hold these truths to be sacred. Honor. To be self-evident that all men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. The Son is the Father. The Father and Mother are one. That is life. Anyone tell you they can rule over this, they have just insulted your entire faith. You have been reduced to a goddamned idolater. Worse, subservient to the idol. Slave. For do you not know that whom you yield your members to, them you are slaves to? Is it under truth and righteousness, freedom, fidelity, family, and blood? Or do you deny your own kids in front of your face with your vows? And dare they say they are Christian? Liars! Schemers! To infiltrate the faith, says Paul, to spy out your liberties in Christ. And what do we have? Them that curse our kids' toads in custody, forcing their fathers to die, doing dishonor to the Father, as Christ says, how you honor the Son, you honor the Father. So no wonder they curse them toads in custody and build prisons arming men to the teeth in case they thought they were God-made American free. Are you God-made, American, and free? Or are you a cursed goddamn toad to pay the Wizard of Oz? In treason, blasphemy, sacrilege! As Solomon says, idolatry is the beginning extreme of all evils. They say Hitler killed 30 million Jews. Nay, Hitler probably didn't kill one. Bill daddies, like in Exodus, when they were slaying the children and the fathers were where? Paying bills, equipping them. Same place they were at Herod's day. Same place they are now. Cowards! To worship idols. Saying that true word doesn't matter. You kids don't need your parents that God provided. Your blood. Your roots to stand in your land free. But since you have no roots, tumbleweed, since you agree with men that lie in God's holy name, you kids get cut away. For this is the first promise from God in the commands to you children. You are to honor and obey your father and mother. That is the fifth command. That is the right hand of God. And you say, step daddy, thank you for cursing me toad and saying I must pay men. You sure do raise men. Hey, step daddy. She must love the way you seek other men's permission. Do you ask them how to fuck her? You do everything else! is my wife? Who is my kid? What can I touch? What can I taste? What can I be? If I pay thee, wizard, shall I get the magical item? Those! Thieves! By the truth are you set free. And there is nothing else a father should be getting his son other than freedom! For how can his son serve God if he is not free? He can't! He cannot! He is crucified in paper, idle, legal claim from rich men far away, as the Wizard of Oz is real! For this is what you put all your money and muscle behind. These are the ones equipped to the teeth that guard your wizard and your enchanting, bewitching lie. Foolish Americans, I don't know who bewitched you from obeying the truth, but it is not God or Christ that calls you elected kings and priests. You see how they took you from elected king from God? In Scripture, clear as day, Peter says, you are a peculiar generation, hand selected after God's own choosing. Royal priest. From that to a cursed toad. Sound familiar? A prince to a toad? Prince to a cursed toad! They did worse than the wicked witch! Black magic rebellion to the true word of God. Men are made to keep covenant. That is all they are made to do. That is why we get one Father in heaven. If you cannot see this, you don't know shit as you ought as a man. That's why we get one Father. One. Because only one has done it so right. That's what a father is. Always there. Covenantal. Knowing that we all fail. Knowing that none are as faithful and sure. We get one. Because Father is a dear word. The dearest of words. When a son loses his father in life, it is the most pungent day in his entire life. Did you know this? Did you know this? The son eats his father's words as though he is his father, because he is his father. And the son fills up with these words. And the son learns under a chastising strong hand to face his battles holding to these words. We, as elected, if we so choose to be, as 240 years ago, ex-illiterate slaves, poor drunken mountain boys, illiterate, racist, religionists, at a time of religious persecutions, Muslim, Jew, Christian, Catholic, Romanos Catholic, Baptists, Calvinists, Lutherans, all side by side with their hatred, true, You want to know how your fathers produced more righteousness than you, white boy, as being a slave owner? Because he wasn't a coward, goddamn liar! Life is in the Word! True! True! That's how slave owners did better than you! They built less prisons! They added less chains! They slayed more idle liars! They were more faithful to their wife! The mother, dear mother of their children, and never thought to cut her off! Fools! Do you hate your mothers? Do you hate your mother for dying for you? Do you think anybody in the world has given more for you than your mother? Do you? You will find Christ's crucifixion and your mother in God's eyes are pretty much the same. Save Christ was a quick work of 9 hours. Your mother was 9 months. Comfort you and comfort you, my people. Who are his people? Them that don't throw daughters in hell. Them that don't throw their mamas and their wives in hell. Those are his people. For they understand why we get one Father in heaven, and that we are but nails fastened to be crucified faithful, covering ours that he gave us, whomsoever he chose. We understand it so much that when she crucifies us after betraying with a kiss, killing us with outsiders, mocking and scourging, we are to bring her blameless like men do. For we are a nail fastened, and then we are pulled up if we are fastened in his word. If you love it, then die for it. If you want it, then die for it. If you love it, then die for it. And in this you will live. You will notice no adulterers are running to die. You did not birth as children, women. You cannot be so foolish to think you will be kept. He will have every male. Our founders knew this when they wrote the Declaration. All men are created equal. You know why I say men? Because the scriptures say women are not so. But all men are. Every man is equal to the same amount of faith. Every man knows the same battle is in the truth. Every man comes to this, and it is equal around the world. But women are not so. For every woman will go into every man. Every woman will go into every man. But yet, one daughter is better than another. And the good gift from the Lord is a wife to a righteous man. That makes no sense. It means you determine her worth with wisdom from God, that it is the daughter of the great king, and that he on high gives good gifts As Christ says, if you being evil can give good gifts, how much your Father in heaven, who is the only good, who is the only love, who is the only El Shaddai, Jehovah Yireh, that is the self-sustaining creating, made good and evil, told you to choose good because he's going to shake that evil shit right out. The surface of the waters are deep. That's your women. That's thought. That's the home base. That's what you move upon to bring your sons the light. So too as creation, so too as God, so too as you in a mirrored image. That surface darkness, that's her growing cold. That's from when she went to find a man. She went to find a man, all she got was a boy. When you became a man, she went cold. You're still digging through the surface, brothers. It's perfect to see if you learned. It's perfect to see if you believe. It's perfect to see if you will be faithful unto death and beyond. Them fathers, husbands that do not cover their bride, Christ will fill your role. For God does not say to the sheep, I gave you a bad shepherd. He covered the women. That's what his crucifixion was. Yours is covered, but you, unlike her, do not have gold within you. You, unlike her, as it says in Psalm 45, all daughters have gold within them, and every one of them, every daughter, shall enter the congregation of the king. And as the Psalms also say, who is the king? The great king. It is the Lord your God, host of hosts of hosts. It is the Almighty One of Israel. It is your God that your fathers in this country found a covenant to. And you have risen your right hand, invoking him. And I don't know what you've heard, but it is proven by times past, even unto today. When he said, thou shalt die the death, he said it once. And you still will pay him. You are one country under God. You go to the move this, you will burn in hell, men. You women will eat your children for your greed. And then you will break and go home. Comfort you. Comfort you, my people, and tell Jerusalem, she hath paid twice for her sin. Double. For I was wroth. But tell her to come home. Comfort you. That comforts me. I pray for my mother often, my wife, my nieces, my sisters. I see women out in the streets having to whore themselves to feed their children. How you doing, sir? To feed their children. I see them have to lie. And I see no men. I see them go to prison. I see them in jails and cuffs. And I think, where the fuck is your father? Where's your husband? And then I remember, we only get one. And that is why. When all is said and done and this illusion is shaken off and your heart is revealed to your family, and God knowing all things, for all things are naked before the Lord, down to the true intent of the heart, seeing every thought, for he gave them to you. Your God is going to shake off this flesh, and he's going to pull into account everything the Father, husband, brother, son thought and done. You think he's going to pay mind to the covering of a woman's opinion so much? He will dig to the heart of their matter, and he will find gold. Because they birthed and died for the children to bring them in for their husbands. So in their youth, before we buried them in our shit, there's gold. It is still there. It is not called the hoarfrost for nothing. When it melts, it shall give the living waters of life again. He knows them, for he made them. The cause to you sons of men, the path of the adulteress, her gates will lead you to hell, men. And you that are faithful no matter what, who are learning the covenants, who are filling up, who are at least confessing. As Christ says, confessing God's righteousness, and you're far off mark. For every father knows that no husband can swear falsely in God's name and be a responsible man in any wise. It is a show. And this is the truth. For life begins at the word, and it dies there also. And if you do not eat living words, you die. And God has long mixed and mingled men with their brothers' wives, and they come to truth to be saved by God. Christ did not receive his bride here. You remember he went to death without her? The only people at crucifixion were the women. That's how you know John is written by Mary Magdalene. None of the men would appear. It's why he says to his mother, my time has not come. Mama, men and women's opinions aren't going to kill me yet. And you're not going to be there to bury me when all my brothers go ghost like a cunt-ass man. And I'm left only seeing my mother and the women and thinking, clearly, the gate is narrow. And only God can get you through. All those men had to break. Peter had to be proven a coward all 3 days. John, Peter, Matthew, Bartholomew, Judas, the other Judas, not Iscariot. Him too, though, had to be proven cowards that they were born wicked from their youth. And after 3 years with the disciple, they had to be proven that they would still ghost and that it must be by God. Women are a unique thing in this world, men, but you are never to put your trust in them. You are to put your trust in God's truth poured out, for that is the oracle he has signed to take care and provide for your family. If you do not provide that truth for you, your spouse, and your children, you have not provided, and you are worse than a heathen, says Paul. That's what Paul's talking about. That's what Abraham provided. He left his riches to go dwell in the wilderness, to trust in the true word of God. It's what God meant when Abraham was 99 and the Lord said, I shall come back on the day appointed of life. It means you've circumcised 99 of them. You got all the males, but you're missing one, Abraham. For not moments earlier, Abraham was praying and God said, I will provide you more children than the stars in the sky, the sand on the sea. And he goes face down laughing from his heart. He is true to God. He knows truth is his oracle. He knows as long as I am true, what can God do to me? But it is God that does it in me. No matter how wicked, evil, screwed up, God is the maker and all this vanishes away. For we know that good and evil are worked together. All things are worked together for the good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. That is who love God. If you love God, you trust God. You trust God, you're true. You're true, you're trust, you're saint, you're faith in God. Faithful means to be true. This pole does not fall because it is true. It is faithful. It stands fast. As Hosea says, it is fidelity that I require, mercy and the knowledge of God and not sacrifice. So as Abraham laughs from his heart, Sarah, when they say we shall return at the day appointed, Abraham, means 99 is 99, about to be 100. It means all the men he fed. His wife, he said, prepare food for them. Flour and that, and I'll go handle the men and the calf, the cattle. Well, she's past menopause. She doesn't bleed anymore. Therefore, she doesn't remit sin. So by the word, true, she is to birth more children. And she does than ever she would have had she bore children when she bled. And God says, we'll come back in the day. But she laughs. Where does she laugh from? Her belly. Abraham laughed and said, yeah, you say that, but how would you do it? Sarah laughs from within her belly, scourging, mocking, saying, as if God could do that. Yeah, get real. Like Pharaoh in Exodus 5. Women are not made to tend the holy. But that's why his name was Isaac. Yisak. It means I laughed at God and then I laughed in joy with God. I laughed not believing. And then I laughed because he showed me I was wrong. The difference between men and women is the same from the east to the west. And they both come around the same. They're mirrors, opposites. That's what rib means. It means to create a mirror of something. To take a rib is to take half of them. In Hebrew, it means a little more. In Hebrew, it means adversity. It means you're walking fine as two. Now I'm going to rip you in half. Now do it as one, but you're still two because the word is greater than that which you see. It is greater. You see, Abraham's own bowels, then Ishmael should be the line. Nay, when God says your own bowels, Abraham, he is thinking his own as one, not two twain, but one. Him and the wife of his youth, that God Most High, guided in and his covenant of. What covenant do you think they mean when they say God's eternal covenant? The wife, his daughter, he never forgets. You do though, for you are men. And in the day of adversity, there's no more remembering prosperity. And in the day of prosperity, there's no remembrance of adversity for men, but not for God. For as the first day y'all fell in love, took your vows, that she faces death, shedding blood, birthing you, so too happens on this earth, all around it, all the time. God cannot forget that day. He will not. You understand? For we know that all of creation still travails in birthing pains. And not only creation itself, but we also, for the love of God is shed abroad through the works of the Holy Spirit. That means the mother, Holy Spirit, is still giving birth since the creation started. The folding up, the afterbirth gets thrown away. That which chose death and did not fill itself with words of life, of which God moved heaven and earth to birth you at this time, to pour out to you living waters, the truth to you, your testimony, your Torah, your gospel. As you could see, Paul has a gospel, Christ gave God's gospel, and then we got Christ's gospel from God through Paul and the others. God's gospel is Genesis 1:26 through 28. The image of God, male and female. He gifted your wife, he gifted your children, your ancestry, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, Christ, scriptures, covenants, nation. He gave all this in one. That's God's gospel, 1:26 through 28. Then he commanded you to eat free over all of it, and let nobody make idol gods for you or your sons. Ever. That is God's gospel. That's how Christ gives it. When they say, what shall we tell John? Are ye the one? Tell them the sick are healed, the blind see, the lepers cleansed, the lame walk, and the poor receive the gospel of God. And then he proves it on the cross, crucified by them trying to take that dominion, that freedom, that command, first and second. Be free to serve God. Don't make any goddamn idols for your neighbor to follow. Let them serve God free. As Galatians 5:1 says, stand firm. You stand firm in the freedom for which Christ has set you free, unless you become slaves again to anyone. This is what your fathers died to tell you. It's what I die multiple times to tell you. It's worth dying to tell it. It's even greater living. There are no unfaithful men in heaven. All of them go to hell and they eat. Know why? When all they had to do was get that truth to them little boys. I am not with God. I am in adultery, but he covers me here. For sinners cannot fix themselves. And Christ came to justify the sinner in his sin. As long as he is confessing his sin. And sin is judged off the truth. The one law of God. For you cannot play God to other people, creation, and serve God. You cannot be Satan and serve God. You cannot. Satan can. You are not ethereal. You're less than little girls before they bleed if you do not have your covenants. Do you have your opinion on things? That's really good. But what did your fathers die for 6,000 years to get, you little girl? Oh, you don't know? Then you are a four-year-old girl. For them that know not where they come from are not fathers, husbands, brothers, or sons. They are animals. Marks of the beast. No covenant makes you pigs. These covenants are learned. They are learned. You are not born knowing them. Thank God. Thank God he is merciful. Thank God he teaches. Did you think Satan was not going to try you? Did you think he would not remove your family to see if you wait on God? Did you think he wouldn't throw hot ass at you all day long? You think he wouldn't take your wife away, turn her against you as the number one enemy? Then what do you think Christ meant when he said, "It is finished"? This is how you do it. You take the commands of God, the wife he gave you, no matter what she does, you say to her father, your daughter is blameless on me. Forgive her. For she clearly does not understand what she is doing. Well, that's why I gave her to you, will say the father. So you cover that stupid shit. She's a woman, boy. She will kill herself because she dies in birth. You rip of flesh her life from her. She is white. No more fight, men. You should never count her to fight, let alone after she gets life ripped from her. And then to watch them grow ungrateful little shits. Jesus Christ, do women learn what it is to be God or not? Of course they do. That's why they go cold. Because no one is so faithful, loving, but God. It's how Christ loves. It's how Christ loves, by the command of God. This is the love of God, says 1 John, that we keep his commands. For none of them are grievous. None of them curse their kids' toads. None of them say it's fair that their kids owe the rich, like ostrich owes to the rich, or Pharaoh the rich, or Philistines, go liars, heathens, Bildads, as we all are born. It is your duty. I pray to God you pick it up. I pray to God you are faithful. And if not, I hope he hurries your ass to hell in case you hurt another.